But with surgery it could live. But since it couldn't live without surgery, because surgery means there is a ponim chadoshes, I mean surgery, so you add one thing, you put in a new eiver, or you cut out an eiver, so melee you prevent the possibility of any spread of a disease and so on. So a surgery, that's a ponim chadoshes. Let's say, so when you cut off the lower half of the leg, that's surgery. So that's a ponim chadoshes. So, but if a behemoth without surgery, without putting in a new aver, and without cutting out something, so couldn't live, so then it's a trade. So the Einachayo is the basis of the Shemtrei. And what does it mean? What's the basis of the Shemtrei for? The fact that it couldn't live even with therapy being administered. So the Ramban says, now the Ramban's raya is from the Gemara in Eletreifes that we learn, because the Gemara says, Omare, the Rapope Barabe Rishbe, Moche Mikulye Mikatu, he used to hit the dwarf in the kidney. And then he was shaking it. Also, he came in Rav Abba Omar of Chalehisi for a treifes. Yeish imcho mashmo lechachomim. Vokachasino, in other words, that even if enough was hit in the kidney, and if you shecht it, it's shale. But, so the esti, vokachasino dikomeise, gmire di batlo samechai. The reason is why this kind of nerve dies, or this kind of a behemoth dies when it's hit in the kidney, because the doctors, the contemporary doctors, didn't know of any cure. But there is a cure, but they just didn't know. So maybe it couldn't become a treifa just because it had an injured kidney, because it could be healed. This hit kidney could be healed. So the Ramban deduces from this Gemara that when we say treches treifes is treifa, it's because these Yutchetz Reifes couldn't live even with medicine being administered. But with surgery being applied, they could live. So you don't say, since they could live through surgery being administered, so maybe it shouldn't be a treifa. Because surgery, that's a ponim chadoshes surgery. You see, when you administer medicine, you take a pill and you become cured. So there is no ponim chadoshes. Because there is no organic change when you administer a medicine. But when you administer surgery, so then there is a ponim chadoshes. So memele, if, let's say, a certain maki, if a behemoth that is affected with a certain maki, a certain disease, could be cured through therapy without recourse to surgery, so then that maki does not make the behemoth a treifa. But if the maki would be fatal without surgery. So mele, but even with no medicine could cure it. So then it is a treifa. That's the Shitas Rambam. Now the Rambam Shita is that. So according to Rambam, when we say treifa in Achayo, it means even with medicine being administered is in Achayo. According to the Rambam, it means only without medicine it's in a chayo. But with medicine, so the treifes of the halacha mishum Sinai could possibly live a normal span of life. But the Gemara mentions that as an accidental fact, as a statistical sin, to be used in case of sofik treife. So what do the Rambam do with this Gemara? V'kachazino dikomei se gmira dibato samachaye. So the Tziv explains it, because this a hit kidney is not included in the list of the Yitres Treifes V'alochon Nishmi Sinai. But the Gemara's kasha was, let it be Treife on the score of Nitalomus. So the Gemara says, on the score of Nitalomus, it couldn't become a Treife, because only if there is no possibility of a cure. But if there is a possibility of a cure, so it couldn't become a Treife on the score of Nitalomus either. it couldn't become mitreife on the score of nitalomusida. Now, we mentioned that there is a machlekes between the tour and the Rambam, that in regard to nitulas lechi elyon. So the Rambam shita is nitulas lechi elyon is a treife. And what kind of a treife is it? It's the treife on the score of nitalomus. And the tour is chelik. And the tour is chelik. Now, we explained that it's not that the tour is chelik on the Rambam in regard to Mitzias. Since the Rambam says that the Tulas Lechi Elyon is treifa, because if the Lechi Elyon, if the upper jaw of the behemoth was removed, so Mele, the breathing organs are exposed to the elements of nature, and it couldn't breathe normally, so Mele, it's bound to die. This, the Rambam says, is the Mitzias. So why should we say that the Tur is chelik on Mitzias? But we said that the reason as to why the Tur says that the Tur as lecha elyon is kshayor, but why shouldn't it be treifa on the score of Nitalomus? Because the Gemara says here the Badr lo samechai. So that's why, if the behemoth has an injured kidney, it's not a treifa, because there is a cure. Because there is a cure. So the question is, so why is it in regard to nitlachi elyon? The Rambam says it's a treifa. So obviously the teretz is because an injured kidney could be cured without surgery. Mashenkin nitlachi elyon, so with medicine, so you couldn't restore proper breathing. So only, but nastam you could install an artificial lechi elyon. Why shouldn't you be able to do that? I mean, it's theoretically possible. I mean, if you can transplant, you know, a kidney, an artificial kidney, why shouldn't you be able to transplant an artificial lechi elyon? The answer is, that's the reason why the Torah says that nitlachi elyon is kosher. Not that the Torah is chelik on mitzias, any physiological fact with the Rambam. But the Torah holds true without an artificial lechi elyon, so it couldn't live. But the Gemara says that even though if the maki is fatal, like an injured kidney, but if there is a possibility of a cure, so then it couldn't become a treifa, according to the Rambam, on the score of Nitalomus, because there is, at least theoretically, on a theoretical level, it's possible for the behemoth to have a cure, even though the doctors don't know it. So Mimele and Lechi Elyon, also on a theoretical level, it's possible to be cured, to restore proper breathing to the behemoth, so that the elements of nature will not interfere with the proper breathing of the behemoth. Because you could install, theoretically, you could install an artificial lechi elyon. So the question is, why does the Rambam say it is treifa? So again, you could say, there is a machlekes mitzias, but that's not mistaba. So it's more mistaba to say that's the machlekes between the Torah and the Rambam. Now, the Ramban deduces from this Gemara Dafnun Dalet that all the treifas of the Aloch Lemishne Sinai are only treifes because it's in a chayo. But, and it's in a chayo because there is no possibility of a cure. Masha'im came if there is a possibility of a cure through medicine, just through medicine, so then it wouldn't become treife. So the reason is why all these you trust treifes. The reason is why all these you trust treifes. So our treifes is because there is no medical cure, even though there is a possibility of a surgical cure, because the Ramban himself says that nitlotzumes agidin is treifa, but there is a possibility of a surgical cure. All you have to do after the tzumes agidin were removed to cut off the whole lower half of the leg. So why do we say that if you didn't cut off the whole lower half of the leg, that it should be also mikshayor, because there is a possibility of a surgical cure? The answer is no. It's only when there is a possibility of a medical cure. So then, So then it started upon him chadoshes. Let's say, if a certain maki could be cured without surgery, so that means that without the ponim chadoshes, it's not meimis. So meimis, it's not reive. But if without surgery, it couldn't be cured, so that only through ponim chadoshes it could be cured. So ponim chadoshes bolika. So that means that the maki is a maka amimis. That means that the maka is a maka amimis. So the Ramban shita is, in regard to all the treive, the Ramban is not geiris that there are two types of treives. There's a shita Ramban. So the Ramban shita is, there is only one category of treives. The treives are alach l'mishne Sinai. But the treives alach l'mishne Sinai themselves are based upon the inachayo. But they are based upon the inachayo, that does not have any cure, any medical cure. So anything that has a medical cure, even though the medical cure is only theoretical because the doctors don't know it, so it's not a treife. And that means all the yitres treifes have no medical cure. Even though some of them have a surgical cure, let's say like little tzumsakidin, but that does not negate the character of makor hamimis. Because when you resort to a surgical cure, so then you install eponim chadoshes. You add something, you take away something. But so the Shitas Rambam is in regard to the treifa of Neitor Omus. So as far as the treifa of Alach L'Mishne Sinai is concerned, it has nothing to do with mimiso or any mimiso. The mimiso is only an accidental fact. It's a statistical fact, in other words. But it's not an essential fact. But there is another category of treifas, of Neitor Omus, that is based upon the fact that it's Neitor Omus. But there too, according to the Rambam, when is it considered to be Neitor Omus? If there is no medical cure, even if there is a possibility of a surgical cure. Whereas the shita of the Ritva is that when can it be treifa on the score of Neitor Omus when there is no possibility of any cure, whether medical cure or a surgical cure. That's why the Torah says, in regard to Mikol Achio Elyein, that it's kshel. Why? Because why shouldn't it be treifa on the score of Neitor Omus? The answer is, when could a behemoth be treifa on the score of Neitor Omus? Only when there is no cure, whether medical cure or surgical cure. Now the Ramban. V'ikshe Ramban, im kein im nechtech wa agidi, yachtech kol haregel v'maylo mitzumis agidi, v'tarzel ha'achshero, v'tirel deinoch ename, d'chozro ha'achshero, elo vada im shochat achash nito tzumis agidi im treifo, sh'ayish bo mako sh'nechayo bo, v'av al pishim o yachitech haregel v'maylo, hoiso chayo bo, hashten miye beizhiyen, sh'atreifes bo, enechayo. I feel a bit of money. I will in chotach. What do you mean? I feel a bit of money. So it means even with through a medical cure, it couldn't be chayo. But it could be chayo through a surgical cure. So that's what I'm chadosh is a surgical cure. I will in chotach lemaylo mitzumis agidin. That's a surgical cure. First the doctor just got out the tzumis agidin area. So that was imakam miso. Then kelim shchitoso, so he cut off the whole leg beneath, below the knee joint. V'choyso, v'hakein shochto, so then it's ksheiro. Lav nitl zagidin yuzu, elochtuchas ragleo limato min ha'akuvo ksheiro. V'im teima, kvor ischilo mako zu lahachnis bo miso, misukenesi, v'lo yitreifo, uksheiro. There's a Ramban shite. V'chei motzinu treifes nichshoris, reye shenikvo, v'lo yisovir bibisre, treifo. If that nekev became entangled in the basar, so then in the deifen, the basar of the deifen, that is so then it's ksheiro. But the question is, but before there was one form, there was a certain stage, and when there was a nekev in the reye, before it became entangled in the basar. So then it became treifa already. So then when it became entangled in the basar, how can it become ksheiro? How can it become ksheiro? Alright, that's Israel. Vidas l'cheiko yizu. So he's chelik. Just as Rashbo is chelik and Rambam, so the Rosh is also chelik and Rambam. Vidas l'cheiko yizu. She treifa tarzel ha'chsheiro b'li yodo. Elo miyad ki shenech techo b'itzumas agidi meisoi. What do you mean meisoi? He's destined to die. So as long as it's destined to die, it acquires the Shem Trefo. The moment it acquires the Shem Trefo cannot be broken. Even though through surgery, also it becomes Ruah Lichis. V'ilu chotcho mitchilo l'maylo hoyso chayo. Avo acha shenech techo bitzum esagidin, shuv eilo takono, shekvo nichnas bo, cheili atreifes, ואין להם תקונו בתייסס ברעיב, ולדום אל רעיה, שמעצמו עמדס ומסחי להסתבך. ומסחי להסתבך. Now, we'd like to know what is really the machlekes between the Rosh, the Rashbo, Moses Rishayim, and the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban says that if the Tzumas HaGidin was cut out, and then, a day later, a week later, a month later, even 10 months later, after all, it can live for 12 months, it can live. So 12 months later, 11 months later. So, he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, so it's shame. But when do we say it's right? For if you were sheikheted before he cut off the whole lower half of the leg, then it's right. And the Rashbo says, and the Rashbo says, and the Ram, and the Rosh, they all say, no, if it becomes a Treibo, so it cannot be Chizah Chizahas Lachshem. But in Vigar, to Reish and Ikvo, and then it became Istabach, so he's made it, the Rosh. So he says, over there, by itself, it wasn't done artificially by men. So what's the difference? If there is such a Halacha, that once a Behemah acquires a Shem Treife, it cannot be Chizah Miniya and become Kshelo again. And become Kshelo again. So why? So what if it was healed by itself? What difference does it make whether it was healed by itself or it was healed by human intervention? What difference does it make? Now, first we have to understand the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. So now it seems, now we saw that according to Rashi, so trepes in a chayo is only an accidental fact. But the basis of the trepa is the Aloch Lemesh Mishinai said so, that's all. It happens that all these trepes are in a chayo. It just happens, it's a coincidence. It's an accidental fact. But the in a chayo is not an essential fact. That's Rashi. And Rashi doesn't mention two categories of treifas. There's the Rambam sheet. So according to Rashi, treif in a chayo is only an accidental fact. And why is this nikuvas areya treifo? Because Allah Hamish Mishinai declared so. That's all. And according to Rashi, you cannot ask any kashes. How is it that nitulas hakloya is both kidneys sheo? I mean, we know that a person couldn't live with both kidneys being removed, and the person couldn't live. So there's no kashes according to Rashi. Because the Tulas HaKloyis is not listed, is not included in the Aloch Lemishim, in the Treifas of the Aloch Lemishim. And the Kuvas HaRei is, that's all. There is no Kash. The Shite of the Rambam is that there are two Treifas. Two categories. One is based upon Aloch Lemishim, one is grounded in Aloch Lemishim Sinai. So there it is a Treife, because that Make, the Aloch Lemishim Sinai, declares it as a Treife. And then there is another category of Treife that is based upon the Nitavos. That is based upon the data laws. And then the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rosh appears that the Neita Lomus, the Inner Chayo, is an essential fact. But there seems to be a machlekes between the Ramban on one hand and the Rashbo and the Rosh on the other. And that can be deduced from this machlekes in connection with the case where first the Tzumas HaGidin was cut out and then the whole leg below the knee joint was cut off. So the Ramban says it's Ksheiro, the Rashbo and the Ram and the Rosh say that is Treifo. That is Treifo. And they all operate with the fact that at one time it had a Maka on Miso. So it appears from the Rashbo and the Rosh and the Ram that they don't agree with the Shita of Rashi that in a Chayo is only an accidental fact. No. They hold it's an essential fact, but from the I said that according to the Rashbo, And that is probably the shite of the Rosh too. According to the Rashba, so it's not in explaining the Rashba's wonders that Trivina Chayo only applies to Yechosem. But yes or not, even though Kol Yasek not Gome, so that Allah Mishmi Sinai declares that Kol Yasek not Gome. But a behemoth that has an extra long, can we? The normal span of life. A behemoth that has an extra hind leg can live a normal span of life. Still it is trivial. So, but the Rashba says, so if the Rashba shita had been like Rashi's, that in the Chayu is only an accidental fact, then there would be no difficulty. But the Rashba shita is not like Rashi. The Rashba shita is that the in the Chayu is the basis, I mean it's an essential fact, is the basis of the Shem Treifo. So Monef Shach, if this is the basis of the Shem Treifo, and the Yeser can live, So why is it a treifo? The Aloch Lemesh B'Sinai says so. So then let us deduce from the Aloch Lemesh B'Sinai that the Inechayu is not the basis. I mean, how can we be Eichis as a Chelo B'Shnei Rosh? So we said that the Rashba holds that the Inechayu is an essential fact, but it's not, the Inechayu is not the essential fact per se. It's not that Behima becomes a treifo. Because it's in Chayu. No. The behemoth becomes a treifo if the organic defect is a basic, a major organic defect. But if it's a minor organic defect, so the behemoth doesn't become a treifo. No one will ever say that that if all the teeth were taken out from a behemoth, then the behemoth should be a treifo. But after all this, the removal of teeth is an organic defect. It's not a functional defect. It's an organic defect. The answer is, it's a minor organic defect. Because a behemoth can live very well without teeth. So mainly it's a minor organic defect. It's not a major organic defect. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain organic diminution, a certain organic deficiency, is a major organic deficiency or a minor, whether it can live or not? So if a certain organic defect is fatal, is maimis the behemoth, so then it's a major organic defect. If it's not maimis, you remove the teeth of a behemoth, so, or nitalech yatachtei, the lower jaw, so the behemoth can live very well without the lechi atachtei. So it's a minor organic defect. It's a minor organic defect. But so it's not, so in other words, Einochayo is as an essential fact, but it's not the Einochayo per se that is essential. The Einochayo is descriptive, determines that the organic defect is major and basic, not minor and insignificant. But it's not the Inechayo per se that makes it treifo. So Mimele, since Chasur HaSeiver, if a certain Eiver constitutes basic, major organic deficiency, so Mimele, Kol Yeseh HaKenetel Dome, so also, if there is a major excess, so it's also a treifo. Just as a major deficiency makes the behemoth treifo, the Aloch Lemesh B'Sinai declares that a major excess, Kol Yeseh HaKenetel Dome, Kol Yeseh HaKenetel Dome. That's the shita of the Rashba. Now, so Mimele, the Rashba is chelik on this Ramban. And he says, if the Tzumas HaGiv was removed, and then the next day you amputated the whole lower half of the leg, is still treifo. Because it's not the Inechayo that makes the behemoth treifo. The Inechayo only determines that a certain deficiency is a major, not a minor organic deficiency. So true, you remove the whole leg, below the knee joint. if the Ein Chayo per se would be the basis of the Shem Treifor, so then you could argue like the Ramban. You could argue like the Ramban. So since, and that's the Ramban Shite is that it's the Ein Chayo per se that gives rise to the Shem Treifor. So maybe the Ramban says, so as long as there was such an organic deficiency that made the behemoth destined to die within a period of 12 months, so maybe it was a treifor. But the moment you amputated the lower half of the leg, the knee joint, and it's not destined to die, and it could live a normal span of life, so maybe the cause of the shem treifor is removed. So we don't say just because it had a shem treifor for 1 minute, so it should have a shem treifor for a long while. There is no such aloche like Nesra Shoachas. So by Yivim we have aloche of Nesra Shoachas. So we have Xer Zakosov. But by Treifu we don't have such a Xer Zakosov that if it had a Shem Treifu for Shoachas or Mele, it has a Shem Treifu for Lilongwe. There is no such Xer Zakosov, Meira Teise, we should say. But the Rashba says, even though we don't have such a Xer Zakosov, but since the Inner Chayo is not the cause of the Shem Treifor per se, the Inner Chayo is only descriptive of a major organic deficiency. So Mele, as long as there was a Nitul Tzum Sakinin, so there is a major organic deficiency. Even though you did something whereby the behavior would be able to live in spite of the major organic deficiency. But it's not the inachayo per se that makes it the treifor. That's the machlekes between the Ramban and Rosh. Alright, now the question, the raya of the Ramban was from Nikuves Arei, that if, let's say, there is Nikuves Arei, it becomes a treifor, and then it becomes entangled in the boso that is between one rib and another in the Deifen, so then there is a protection afforded to the Treye, so Mele, it's not a Treye. So the Rosh says, no, over there it's different. Why is it over there different? Because we don't know Treye, Shemi Atzmo Imedesu Masril Istabeach. Shemi Atzmo Imedesu Masril Istabeach. Now, it's possible to explain that. Now we have a machlekes rishonim. Why is a sirche? Why is a sirche treifor? So some rishonim, Rashi says that a sirche makes him a treifor because that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. Taser says no. It is symptomatic of a nekev that is likely to occur in due course. So Mele, if let's say in the case here, now here we're not dealing with the case of Visir. Here we are dealing with the case of a negative. Now, let's say in respect to a sirche. Now, if we say that a sirche is symptomatic of a negative, if we say that a sirche is symptomatic of a negative, now we discussed it, I mean, in connection with the long thesis, with your papers. now, Daf Mem Zayin, the Tesis, when we went over this long Tesis, Daf Mem Zayin Dalet, the first big line of Tesis, the Yesh Liyashit Bira Shakunches, Apo Gav Tikhu Mo'ile Machmas Mako Yim Kru, Haime Kishin Yisoro Bishu Mokim, Avo Kishin Yisrucho Bimokim Shin Yimedes, Vi Yisparaik, Seit Moso Migino Yisir, Shakru Mo'ile Chvichotik. So at that time, I think I said that this can only be in line with the sheet of the Ramban. In other words, that Ramban says that even if the pain became a trade, had the maki, let's say the Tzumas HaGinim was removed, but then you do something surgical. I mean, you cut off the whole lower half of the leg, the whole lower half of the leg. So then it will not be maimis anymore. So then it is kshay, or so we can understand it. So he says, "Yish liyashim pirsha kuntres avol gav tikrum moida machmas mako im tikrum hayne kishin yisor bishumokim avol kishin yisrucho bimokim shini medes liyisparek seit mo umegino yeisir shakrum hayvach mechozik shakrum hayvach mechozik." So according to the Ramban shite, so it's all right. But according to the other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rashba, and they say that once it becomes a treve, so it cannot be cured from the Shem Treves, even if it bimtzias it is cured. But it's not cured from the Shem Treves. It's in the Chizal Achshero. So Monefsheach. So if they come to Rashi, so in Sirche Beloi Neket. So in Sirche Beloi Neket. And so we say that here we say Krum Oile Machmas Mako is a Krum. Why? Because it's not a Medes, it's not a Medes Lisparik. So what if it's not a Medes Lisparik? But first there was a Nekev without any covering, without any Sirche. And then the Sirche covered up the Nekev. So true, it's not immediately sparik, but before it took some time. First, the Nekev developed, and there was no sirches yet. And then, in the course of the lapse of time, so the sirche developed, and this sirche is a sirche that is immediately sparik. So only if we agree with the shite of the Ramban, but if we agree with the shite of the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ram, so why should it be Ksheiro? So we have to say this is probably the Pshat in the Rosh. In other words, that what he's saying, that in Ochaname, according to the Rosh and the Rashba, if it acquires a Shem Treve, it cannot be cured of the Shem Treve. Even though B'mitzias it's cured, and it's not Asido, it's not Mimisa anymore, but the Shem Treve remains. They should take for things. But in this case, where there is a Nekev, and then later on, let's say, it became covered up, it became blocked by the flesh that is between the ribs in the David, in the chest wall, it became istabech in the bosso later on. So it doesn't matter. So it might have been for a number of months. So the sirche was not blocked. It was not entangled in the bosso of the David. But since ultimately it became entangled in the bosso of the David, so memela that means, and it became entangled in the bosso of the David within 12 months. Now you see, a nekev in the reye behemah could survive without any protection for 12 months, but it couldn't survive for more than 12 months. But for 12 months, the behemah could survive with the nekev in the reye. Now, then, let's say after 6 months, this nekev became blocked by the bosso of the deifen, became entangled in the bosso of the deifen. So mele, so it's igloye milsele mafreya. So it's igloye milsele mafreya, since by itself, without human intervention, it became blocked, and it's not maybes. So it's not that we say, now let's say the nekev occurred, let's say in Tishri, and then in Kislev it became entangled in the bosor b'seich hadeved. So it's not, so according to the Rosh, it's not that between Nisan and between Tishrei and Kislev it was Treve, and there the Shem Treve is Boka. That's impossible, because the Ramban says that this is possible, but according to the Rosh, that's impossible. But he says over there, since a protection developed by itself, so nature cultivated that protection. So that this make was not a maka memiso, because you see that ultimately nature by itself built up a protection against that make. So it's igloya milsel mafreya. Had we found the nekev after shrite without being blocked by the boss of Shabinat Fanes, so then we wouldn't say that at the very outset it was that kind of nekev, that it was destined that nature by itself should build up a protection. But since lacha shrite we found this nekev blocked by the Bosor Shebein Adeven, so that means that nature by itself was destined to build up a protection. So mainly it's Igloya Milsalem Afreya that it never became a Treve, not that it was affected with the Isa Treve for 3 months and then it became Sheol. So when is it Shayach to say, if ultimately it turns out that nature by itself, without human intervention, built up a protection and cure, but where nature didn't do it, but through human intervention, a cure was made. So that means that the Nitula Sumis Agilin in itself was Mavis, was a Makia Mimiso, but then through human intervention, through surgical methods, so we cured this makam and miso. We cured this makam and miso. So memele, so you cannot negate the shem treve. Alright. You see from that Roshi, the sheet of the Roshi is that while Eino Chayo is an essential fact, but it's not an essential fact, the Eino Chayo per se is the basis of the Treifo. The Inechayo is the determines that the organic deficiency, the organic defect, is a major organic defect. Why is it major? Why is Nitula Slechia Tachti not major, minor? Because that, at the very outset, it wasn't Mavis. It didn't have the potential to be Mavis. Mashenkin here, at the very outset, it had the potential of being Mavis. But then through surgery, so you negated the destructive effect of this make. But that doesn't mean that the make became a minor make instead of a major. But according to the Ramban, it's not the major character of the make that makes it a treife. It's the fact that it's fatal that makes it a treife. So the moment it ceases to be fatal, it's not a treife anymore. All right. So then, it's going to be a mafreya that at the very outset, nature was destined to build up its own cure, its own protection. So at its inception was not a makamer miso, because nature by on its own initiate, without human intervention, built up the cure for that mark. In other words, that we pass on like the Lishnekamavra. Now the Rosh discusses this shayla. Now when we say that lemailo min akuvo is kshayo, lemailo min akuvo if nechtach, lemailo min akuvo it's treivo, and lemato min akuvo it's treivo. How about the akuvo itself? According to the second Rosh, suppose it's nechtach in the knee joint, and according to the first Rosh, suppose it's nechtach in the ankle joint, in the hot joint. So on that we have a machlokes between the shach and the taz. So he discusses. Now the Chashul Chon is mitayik from the Roshon of the Tur, that hishite is that it's awesome. So he says the first Roshon in the Rosh is that it's mut. In other words, that it's mut. The limire less. So the Rosh says that it's oster. If the nechtach occurs in the knee joint itself, according to the second Rosh of Rav, or according to the first Rosh of Rav, in the hot joint, in the ankle joint, so one Rosh is that it's muter, the behemoth is muteres, and the other Rosh is that it's oster. But in the sheet of the Rosh is definitely that it's oster. But he has two reasons as to why, as the different Kamunis explains, as to why it's awesome. We should think actually, with you can originally, you can say that. The Bereshe Kotonim Me'akuba L'matok Sheva. Ho Ba'akuba Atzma Treve. U V'seve Kotonim Me'akuba L'mayro Treve. The Mashmo Ba'akuba Atzma Ksheire. So, Chodim Me'ayim Tavke, V'doch Lav Tavke. V'azmim L'chum. V'azmim L'chum. So, in other words, on the first portion, first he mentions Ishite, that in the knee joint itself, in the ankle joint itself, if there is a shever, so it's a shever. In other words, when is it treifo if the shever occurs above the knee joint, according to the second motion, or above the ankle joint, according to the first motion? But if it's in the joint itself, in other words, and there are seven bones in the ankle joint, so we may So, if any of the bones, according to the first motion in the Rosh, so if any of the bones is broken, even though it's not covered by Bosor, or suppose it's taken out completely, the cannon bone was taken out completely from the hug. So it's jail. But he says, Lechumre. So the first reason as to why he says Lechumre, because you can be midayik from the ratio one way and from the same the other way. So the main way is as Lechumre, so it's on the basis of Sofik. In the first lotion of the Roshite, it's on the basis of Sofik, not with Erasman. We can pierce the Rashi Lilu with Ferikul Etreifes, Gabitzani, a basket, the anchor, Shemishtabko Ragleyen Ba'akuvo, or the Milo Na'akuvo, Vinayetzel Yitzilachutz. So he's midayik from Rashi's Losh. Now turn to the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin. The second line, Daf Nun Zayin Dalet, Mishtabu Raglel, Awutzane, Ibeske, Dan Kure, the Asiri Kami de Robe, Batke Robe Bitumas Agidim Bachre. It's Mamish, the memory before Rabbi Yom Rav's memory of Peter Zayad, the name of Shevon that we discussed last time.
So Rashi says, Sanisal, Dankume Ifish in Shtabu Ragley and Bakubo, Limato in the Milo, Meakubo. Then you add the Yitzhakut. So what did it say? Bakubo, Limato in the Milo,